Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check them out online at concreteindustries.com or at NEBCOinc.com. No Husker football game this weekend to preview or talk about. So what better time than to bring in a friend of the show, the brother of our own Steve Sipple.
Marty Sipple,
good morning. Great to have you back.
Good morning.
On our airwaves.
Okay, how does he sound? He
sounds great.
Marty, thank you.
Did you see him?
Yeah, I see you. Yes.
Sip can see you on the computer.
Why is he not up here?
I'll get you for it.
Okay.
Marty, reports are you going to a non-Florida State football game tomorrow, it sounds like?
Yes.
Where are you at?
Okay, I'm in dog country. I'm in
D-A-W-G?
What's that?
D-A-W-G, dog?
D-A-W-G. I'm in dog country at the, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, at the lovely home of my brother and sister-in-law, Bruce and Heidi. Mm-hmm. And we are going to later today caravan over to Athens, Georgia.
Wow.
A caravan.
What's that?
I like the caravan.
A caravan. That sounds incredible.
A caravan.
Okay.
That sounds like a fun time.
My first time between the hedges. I'm excited.
Okay. Will you have a name tag on like you had on at the Florida State game? We can identify you. Where's Marty's right there? He's got a name tag on.
They only do that in Tallahassee. Marty, do you
have a rooting interest in this game?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, you know, as we've discussed, my two of my kids went to Texas.
Right.
So I've shoveled a lot of money to the University of Texas over the years.
Sure.
So I probably will root for Texas. But my brother and sister-in-law are big. They went to Georgia.
Okay.
Their kids went to Georgia. They're big Georgia fans. And so we have an intra-family interest in this game, for sure.
Will it get heated in the car ride home?
It sounds like it might.
Depending on the outcome, I suppose. Yes.
are you going to wear Texas gear, Georgia gear? Just going to go?
What are you wearing?
Like normal attire,
yeah,
Marty.
What do you wear?
What are you wearing to the game?
No, I brought a burnt orange Texas shirt. That's what I'll be wearing.
Oh boy.
I'll be wearing a burnt orange.
Will you wear pants, slacks, or dungarees?
I think I'm going to wear dungarees, jeans. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Now, hold on, Marty. Yeah. Hold
Marty
on.
Marty in a burnt orange shirt and some dungarees. I need a photo of this.
Marty, now hold on. You don't wear jeans that often, do you?
No, not often. I did bring a pair for this guy. I may not wear them, but we'll
Please
see.
Please do.
Yeah.
I wonder what Angie would say about your dungarees.
She might be in favor of it.
I like that.
She will have to approve the game day attire for sure.
Yeah, I'm interested in, you've never been between the hedges, nor have I.
Never been between the hedges, never been to Athens, period. But I'm told it's a very good atmosphere down there.
And will there be tailgating? Are you tailgating?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely tailgate. The game's not till 7:30.
Okay.
So we'll definitely tailgate. 6:30 your time, I think.
Yeah. Okay, so you're, God dang, Marty, that's quite a day you have.
Now, don't lie to us, Marty. Are you leaving Tallahassee because of all the drama? What's going on? With Mike Norvell, Florida State,
it's
getting kind of antsy there. Is that why you're departing to go to Georgia this weekend, Marty? Tell us the truth.
No, that's not the reason, but right. There is a lot of drama. I mean, the FSU situation is they're 4-5, and they've got two games left to go. Virginia Tech and the Gators. And so, I mean, they're desperately need to win both games to get bowl eligible. And I think if they lose one or both of those games, I think Norvell's probably gone.
Oh, so he still has a shot to hang in there as their coach next year?
You know, the talk, and I say this, the somewhat talk is bring back Jimbo Fisher.
Sip would love that.
He's interested. I think he's interested.
Well, yeah, he can take it for almost. He could, and they'd be interested in him. They can hire him for a lot less money. When you have, when you have, he probably has a minimum of $100 million in the bank. So that's always a nice little nest egg.
Jimbo, how would you feel about Jimbo? What was your take on Jimbo? You were obviously there when Jimbo was there. You've been there forever.
I was there when Jimbo was there. Jimbo did a great. We won a national championship, obviously, and sort of hit the lottery by getting Jameis Winston and won a national championship. And then he after Jameis left, he lost interest a little bit. And then he took that A&M job. And so, but I think he's a great offensive mind. I think he'd do a good job. I liked him. I generally liked him.
Yeah. Did you see Jimbo around Tallahassee?
No, I think he is in Tallahassee, but I do not see him.
When he was there, did you see him?
Was he in the same gated community as you in Norvell?
Did you see him around when he was there, Jimbo?
No, I don't remember seeing Jimbo. I think I saw him at basketball games occasionally.
You're not positive.
How do you not know for sure, Marty?
Maybe a guy looked like Jimbo.
I saw a guy in the bathroom appeared as if it was Jimbo. We're not sure.
Oh, gosh.
What has been your body language when Coach Norvell drives by you now and he leaves the neighborhood? When he drives by you, what's your take? What have you shown his body language-wise towards him?
Totally thumbs up. Thumbs up.
Supportive.
God, Marty, that's great.
I'm a Norvell's guy, and I hope he doesn't get fired. I think he's good for the city and good for the program, good for the kids. I hope he doesn't get fired, but he's gotta put up some W's here in the next couple weeks. Yeah.
What's the noise, the vibe regarding Tony White? What's the narrative with
Big
Tony?
Big disappointment on that defense. I mean, you know, they were so impressive against Alabama, and they've sort of dropped off a cliff defensively since then. And, you know, there was buzz. I remember when the UCLA coach got fired, there was buzz about him getting that job.
Yeah.
I think that's totally died off now. I don't think he's a candidate for anything at this point. Well, so, and he may be in jeopardy, and as is Gus Malzahn, I think if they don't win a couple games. You know, last week they played Clemson.
Right.
I don't want to get too in the weeds here.
That's okay.
But they, there was a flea flicker play.
Okay.
And they threw it into the end. Clemson threw the ball into the end zone, and the FSU defensive back gave what I would describe as a half-hearted effort to break up the play. And so,
nice description. Thank you.
Half-hearted.
Were you dismayed? Were you dismayed?
I was dismayed.
Well, on your couch, you were dismayed.
yes.
Marty.
That game was, I was watching that game before the Nebraska-UCLA game came on. Yeah.
That was my question also. You've already kind of hit on it, was, is that, you know, there was supposed to be this offensive fireworks, and Malzahn has been, I mean, it's been borderline horrific. I mean, Clemson has not been good on defense. They scored 10.
Yep.
I mean, it's not that the offense of the first game is like, we got the Gus bus here. We just beat Alabama. Watch this thing go. Right. And it has been nothing but a wet blanket since that time. Take on that.
What's happened, Mark? Well,
it's interesting. You're right. And the interesting thing is Castellanos, Tommy Castellanos.
Yes.
The quarterback. You know, he looked great early on, but, you know, he left Boston College. And there's probably some reasons he left Boston College. And one is he's erratic and makes bad decisions.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
Have you seen erratic and bad decision making from Tommy Castellanos?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He throws some bad interceptions. Mm-hmm. He misfires on some balls. And yeah, I mean, Castellanos, I don't know. That's interesting. He's got another year of eligibility. We'll see what happens next year. Yeah.
You said
portal is a magic thing.
You said you're a Mike Norvell guy. Now, facts come into the equation here that he has won one conference game since 2023.
Yeah.
How do you back that?
How do you defend that?
Marty,
you
need some
defend
more
that for us, Marty. He's a friend of yours, but defend that for me, please.
Be a trial lawyer right now and make a case.
We'll listen.
Yeah,
we'll
listen to you.
Okay, he had the one year when he was on the cusp of the playoff, when it was a four-team playoff.
Right.
And And they sort of, I mean, there's a significant amount of controversy around them not getting in that year.
Sure.
And then, so I think he's got the capability. He had a good run at Memphis State.
Just Memphis.
But the other thing I would say about Norvell is you do not see his kids get in trouble. They do not get in trouble. There's no off-the-field incidents. He runs a good, clean program. I used to say in the old days, the kids were graduating. I don't even know if they're going to class anymore, honestly. But I see he runs a pretty clean program. Yeah.
Okay.
So his defense is clean program here.
Okay.
Which is fair defense.
You know, I always give the example of Osborne. Osborne took him 20 years to break through.
Right.
And they were patient with him. You know, I mean, I think the patience is such a non-existent word in today's college football world. I mean, there's no patience, but I think if you give the guy a chance, I think he can get it done.
In our group text recently with Bennett, you did say something that I meant. I mean this. It hit home with me. You said all these moves were being made. It was a Sunday. You texted this. You probably don't remember, but you said, hey, not every coach can win 10 games. It's
mathematically impossible.
Yeah, it's mathematically impossible. So,
right.
So yeah, that's your way of saying there should be patience. Okay, what did you think of Latif, the Frenchman?
The Frenchman. I thought he looked great. I mean, I think it.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high-quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
I mean, I listened to the post-game analysis, and I agree with the idea that, you know, Penn State now has some tape on him, and it's not going to be probably quite as easy against Penn State. But yeah, he looked good. He looked good. Everybody knew he could run, but I thought his throwing was impressive. So, I think he's probably going to be, you know, and I know that everybody's talking about it. The whole idea of where he's going to end up next year is going to be a big question, you know, the money and everything else. Huh. But yeah, he's the real deal. I think he's the real deal.
What post game analysis are you listening to, by the way?
Yeah. Yes, where is this? Yes.
Give us your spot, Marty. Come on.
Is there a special website that we're missing on? I'd like to know, Marty. Will there be a quarterback controversy? You're a fan.
Well,
let us
I
know.
Don't think so. No. I think Dylan's the guy. I think Dylan's the guy. I think you'll see. I mean, I hope Nebraska beats Penn State, but I do think he'll come back down to earth a little in that game. Boy, Penn State gave Indiana all they wanted last week. I'll tell you that.
Did you watch that game?
I did. I watched. Well, I watched the fourth quarter. And I came away thinking that Mendoza is going to win the Heisman.
Okay.
You and Gus Johnson both.
You and Gus. Would you like to meet Cignetti? If you had a chance to sit down with him, would you, as a lawyer, would you like to sit and talk to Cignetti?
Absolutely. Yes. That guy's, yes. He's doing something right over there.
You know, Sip was slow to agree with it. Me and Bill have been fascinated by Cignetti for a long time. Sip finally is with us. You love the guy. 21. He's 21-2 at Indiana.
Marty, I just thought he was a little over the top.
You can be when you're 21-2 at Indiana.
Right? Now he's even more likable, though.
Yeah, he kind of
he
is.
Really is. He's kind of he has played this as
right.
perfect
right.
as
you're right.
He came
you're
in. Right. He came in and fired a shot with Google me, I win, and then make comments at the basketball about teams that suck. Purdue sucks. And I'm just, and everybody's going, wow, that's too much. And then all of a sudden he backs up, and now he's become likable.
He is. I do agree with that. Okay, so now this is a little off the
beat. We're joined by Marty Sipple. It's the Sipple's brother, by the way. Just tuning in.
He's
this
a
is
lawyer.
Marty Sipple, live from Atlanta. He resides in Tallahassee. He's going to Texas, Georgia tomorrow, though, in Athens. He's with us for the Marty party. We have this a couple times a year.
Yeah, Marty lives in Tallahassee.
So, it's been a minute since I've been on. And I wanted to, if we have time, I wanted to compliment Jake on his idle chit-chat rant.
Oh, yes.
After the USC game.
Oh, wow.
I totally agreed and supported Jake on that.
Wow. I'm not paying him for this, by the way.
I think it's great to have meaningful games in November, but you've got to win them. You've got to win them. And so kind of the lead into the Penn State game right there.
Yeah, you.
Thank you, Marty.
Thank you, Marty. Appreciate
that
the word.
Well,
thank
you. I tell you what, now, Marty, he knows his stuff. This is incredible. This is an incredible fan here.
Yeah, Marty's a longtime sports fan.
State champion.
In tennis.
Tennis. Yeah.
He's a Hall of Famer in Columbus.
Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer. We're talking to a Hall of Fame.
You were at the
Marty.
Induction.
Yes, I was at the induction.
Did not go to the match. He was missed. Didn't know you played tennis. With your Chris Everett wooden racket.
What's this racket doing in the house?
Why is there a racket in the house? Why is there in back of Marty's car? What did Marty have for a car?
Did you drive back then?
I drove it. So, well, that was college. I think I drove the Jeep a little bit
You had a golden sports car. What was that thing?
Oh, that was the Eagle Talon. That was the Eagle Talon.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
They don't make those
anymore.
It
was sweet.
If you have a picture of that, Marty, we'd like to see that. We'd like to see that photo of that vehicle, please.
There's a photo laying around somewhere, I think. Yeah.
Find that, Sip. We need that.
Yeah, then recently you did go to – nobody's going to care, but it was interesting to me. You are an FSU basketball fan.
Yes. I went to they've played two home games so far.
Okay.
I went to the Alabama State game,
uh-huh.
Which and you know, their coach now is Luke Laux, who comes from the NBA, and he's a disciple of the NBA analytics doctrine.
Oh, God.
They chucked up 47 threes in one game against Alabama State.
That sounds appealing.
They should play Nebraska.
I think it was a record. I think that's a record.
Can you? I got a question. Can you find anybody to go to those games with you? Will anybody go to the game
can
with
we call
you?
Call them up.
Call Jimbo Fisher to go with you, maybe.
I've got a ticket. Would you go? A lot of people say no.
I'm good.
No.
I'm good.
No, there's a core set of guys that have been going for years and years and years, back to the Leonard Hamilton era.
Okay.
And,
ended, Marty.
It's not very
it just
far
ended
back.
Last
six
year.
Months ago.
That's not even a long time ago. He just retired.
No, but he was there a long time. He was there a long time.
20-some years.
That's not like Mo Iba.
All the way back to 6 months ago when people were watching Leonard Hamilton.
Marty, that threw me right there. All the way back to the Leonard Hamilton era.
He's retired.
He's probably at the game.
You know what I'm
He's
saying.
Probably at the game last week.
The early Hamilton era. Go with that.
Marty. So you do find people to go with you.
Yeah, last week I went with a couple buddies of mine.
Okay.
By coincidence, all three of our wives were indisposed.
Yeah.
So I was able to round up a group to go, yes.
Is there an area do you go to before? Is there a bar, a sports bar you go to for like some nachos
We went to a restaurant. And had some appetizers and a couple drinks before.
Okay.
Appetizers like jalapeno poppers or what were we talking?
I can't remember. I think it was like cauliflower or something.
That sounds horrible, Marty. Marty, stop.
What kind of appetizers is
that? Hey, you guys want to go to the game? I'll pay for the cauliflower.
What are you talking about?
I'll play for the cauliflower and the ranch dip. What is that?
That's my kind of pregame party. Yeah.
Marty, that sounds awful. We're
eating vegetables before we go to basketball.
God, can we get some more of those carrot sticks over here?
Marty, what is that?
There was some carrot sticks.
God, fry some food, Marty.
What is going on?
That's why they have deep fat fryers, Marty.
What are you doing in Tallahassee for pregame?
We used to have some cauliflower.
Cauliflower and FSU hoops sounds like you're living the life down there.
You were living
the
life.
Talk about the old era
of Leonard Hamilton.
Or Leonard Hamilton. Man, ended. Remember when Hamilton was here? Yeah.
Six months ago.
About a couple weeks ago he was here.
So you're going between the hedges tomorrow. That's the big story to me. You're going
to send a photo to Steve,
please.
Well,
I'll tell you, Georgia, this is kind of off the reservation, but Georgia plays Georgia Tech in basketball tonight.
Cool.
We're not going. I don't think we're going to that. But there's one of the assistant coaches for Georgia was the coach of my son's middle school basketball team back in Tallahassee.
Bennett.
And he's moved up the ladder. Now he's an assistant basketball coach with Georgia, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty
good.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. What's the plans for tonight? Are you going to a steakhouse?
Good question.
Some sort of a grill? What are you doing?
No, we're going to what I would call a soiree. We're going to a little party.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
There's a bunch of dog.
Will there be cauliflower there at all or not?
What do they'll have there? You won't see a big crab me there plate of that cauliflower.
I'm going to say Marty's more social than I am. He's more social.
Yeah.
Although Howard Hughes is more social. The difference is
he says he's going and he's going. You would say you're going to the soiree. Then we get the text, right? Hey, no can do. Can't make it. Something came up.
Marty, you're going though, right?
The soiree.
Yeah, what's that? Yeah, we're going. Yeah.
All right. So what do you do all day today in Atlanta?
Well, we got a caravan over there. We got to pick up my daughter from the airport, the Atlanta airport, around noon.
Madeline.
And then we'll start heading towards Athens.
Will your vehicle have Georgia flags on it? Like the one you put by the windows.
No Georgia flags.
Okay.
I don't do that flag thing. I don't do that. I don't do
that.
Make a stand. I like it.
Not even FSU?
No FSU. I don't do that. A lot of people do that, but I don't do that.
Yeah. Okay, well, so you're going to get Madeline.
Yeah, Madeline.
You know her, Steve?
Yes.
Pick her up at the airport.
Carol.
I hope you
knew the niece's name. Yeah.
Yes, that's good.
it's difficult, Marty. It's difficult.
Is Bennett there at all?
Is Bennett coming?
Bennett's already in Athens.
Oh, wow. That's news. We didn't just drop that one on us.
Bennett's a monumental sports fan, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to get him on the show sometime.
I know.
Oh, let's make it happen.
I think that's next. Bennett has a radio voice, too. And he's very much like Marty, too.
He knows his college football.
He does.
It's got to happen then.
No, he does. He keeps me up. Some of those texts that we get, it's like keeping me updated on stuff. He follows it close.
Well, Marty.
He said to watch this Texas-Georgia game.
Okay.
Because Texas, their defensive backfield is the most healthy they've been since Ohio State.
Okay.
Oh, so that's dropping knowledge right there.
Ohio State only beat them by 6. They beat everybody else by more than 18. So Texas, everybody thinks Georgia's going to win tomorrow, but Texas is coming ready to play.
God dang, you're going to see quite a game.
And he'll be burnt orange in the stands. Marty will be tomorrow.
With dungarees
on.
Burnt orange and dungarees.
I'm telling you, Marty, I've never seen him in dungarees.
I can't imagine. It's going to be regal.
We need a name tag, Marty. You got to bring that name tag.
Get a name tag on
it.
Send us a picture.
You weren't much even dungarees as a kid, I don't think.
No, I don't wear them very often.
No.
See Marty at Columbus High in a pair of slacks.
Short pants,
a lot of short pants. Yeah. Well, were they the really short tennis shorts?
Yeah, he did that.
Tennis shorts, didn't he?
Yeah.
For the title match that you missed probably, too.
I was not aware of that title match.
Well, Marty, we're out of time. Enjoy the game tomorrow.
Thank you.
It's always fun talking to you.
God, Marty, you did good. You got it all set up. Did Angie help you?
Oh, yeah. She produced this whole thing.
Yes.
Hold it. Look at the background. There's a window behind Marty.
Yeah, you didn't. Looks
Marty,
like a nice place there,
Marty. You're in a gated community there, aren't you? There's a lot of money.
What is that shirt you have
on?
Look at that.
Looks pretty.
He's got a sweater.
Bougie, almost, I would say.
Marty, you look remarkable, and that house looks like it's. Yeah, that's a lot. That's high rent.
And he's got an inn on.
He does. He's rocking the inn. Yes. He's that.
Way to represent.
What's that?
Way to represent the inn. You flash.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm in minority country here, but I got to represent the Huskers.
Yeah, thank you, Marty.
You're doing a great job, Marty.
Thank you, Marty.
Marty, enjoy the game tomorrow. We will chat with you very soon, I am sure.
Yeah, give me some updates.
Thank you, guys.
All right, that's Marty Sipple, the Marty Party, another great version of that.
Yeah, that's a good setup.
That's fun.
I was worried about the setup.
Nope, really. It looks good.
Yeah, it was fine.
When we come back, FSPs is next on Early Break on the Ticket. How about Keith, man?